Module 10, Self-Motivation. Learning to motivate yourself, definitely a difficult task oftentimes, especially if the task at hand is unpleasant or unknown. But motivation is a trait that all salespeople need to have unlimited amounts of, at hand and ready at any time. You may even be asked to share your motivation with others. The following modules will give you tips on increasing your self-motivation skills that can then in turn improve your sales and life in general. Value your work. You must first begin to motivate yourself by acknowledging the value of the work that you have completed already. Things like the employee of the month you won, the day you closed 10 sales, in other words, brag on yourself, list the things that you have accomplished and be proud of them. Maybe a post-it note on the cube wall to remind yourself that you are extremely valuable. It is easy to value your exceptional work, but you need to celebrate the not-so-exceptional occurrences also. Always remind yourself that there are no failures in sales, only learning experiences. Every failure is a time to learn something new, something that you obviously weren't doing before. Look back and proudly say that this is the day I learned to, not this is the day I failed. Reward achievements. When you first read the name of this section, one may automatically think that we are talking about the customers, like in previous sections. No, this section is dedicated to the subject of you. You need to be rewarded also. Promise yourself a prize or reward when you complete a specific goal and hold yourself to this promise. Do not reward yourself early or you will not finish. Just like if you put off rewarding yourself until later, the purpose of rewards is erased. The reward does not have to be monetary or time-consuming. I find checking the different tasks of the day off of my list as I complete them. I also promise myself a break when I accomplish the task entirely. I also respond well to chocolate chip cookies. What is it that you can reward yourself with for closing that big sale tomorrow? I promise I will buy myself a new desk calendar when I get the desk cleaned. Things like this are great self-motivators. Focus on success. Focus on your past successes. Maybe you aren't a particularly boastful person, but to some extent you need to brag on yourself to yourself. Your past successes are essentially the times that you did everything right. And now you need to replicate that success again and again and again. Maybe you completed a large task one day by closing your office door and getting the work done. Celebrate that and continue the habit. Why did you get that award or that sale? Was it your winning smile and positive attitude? Maybe it was your motivation in not missing a day of work. Whatever it was positive and a reason to celebrate. And repeat the behavior. And finally, focusing on your successes also gives you less time to focus on your failures. Do not procrastinate. Procrastination, the delaying of an action, the postponing of movement forward. We all have a tendency to procrastinate, especially those things that are difficult or unpleasant. Procrastination is a negative trait that can lead to many negative results. Sometimes there is procrastination out of the fear of failure. There is also procrastination out of the fear of success. Whichever category you find yourself, here are some steps to fight procrastination and its triggers. Break large, seemingly unmanageable tasks into smaller steps. If you are fearful of a particular client, first you must get to the client's door. Then you must open the door. Now you must speak to his assistant. See where this is going? Each smaller goal gets celebrated and the next small goal identified. Another way to avoid procrastination is to schedule your unpleasant tasks for the times that you are your best. If you are a morning person, don't schedule the previous appointment for the afternoon. Debbie and Anne are trying to improve their self-motivation. They both decide to do some research separately and meet the next day to compare notes. Debbie went online and researched how to value your work through recognizing your accomplishments and rewarding yourself when goals are achieved. Anne researched how to stop procrastination by breaking difficult tasks into more manageable smaller tasks. She also found some tips on focusing on success by realizing that even failures in life have moments to learn and improve. Both decided to start using these tips to improve their outlook and in turn improve their motivation.